Hello and welcome to NWR Newscast, episode 39 for February 5th, 2011. Take two? Oh, yes, take two. We've already done this intro once. You're hearing the second time, not the first time. It's not any better, I promise. Got the whole crew with us this week. We got Neil Ronahan, Zach Miller, and Nathan Mustafa.
I am El Director.
El Director, and we are all fired.
The Cower in Fear.
You are fired.
This is an example of a joke that was used much better in the first time we recorded the intro. We have an episode for you this week containing a little bit of Mario Sports Mix preview talk. Neil last week was absent from our episode 38 because he was at the New York event for Mario Sports Mix.
Well, really, the reason why I wasn't there was because now that I'm director, I'm not going to be around that much. I'm going to be like an absentee father with this podcast.
You're way more important than this podcast now, that's for damn sure.
Oh, good. It'll be something that Zach and I are already used to. Yeah.
We've also got some listener mail on the docket for you guys this week and a couple of other bonus things toward the end. Neil, you had something you wanted to bring up about the Conduit release
yes.
date before we even start,
so
that, right?
Last week's episode that I missed, I listened to it on Monday, and I noticed that you guys were talking about the Conduit 2 delay, but it wasn't the most recent delay, because two times in the past 2 weeks, the Conduit 2 has been delayed, first from February to March, and then from March to April. At this
Good
current
Lord.
Rate, who knows when the Conduit 2 will come out, or Conduit 2.
Conduit 2 is going to come out after Conduit 3, probably.
Yes.
And then they'll
be
a prequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll just be Conduit 3 2.
Conduit 3-2 recoded.
There you go.
Show of hands, who cares?
Raise your hands. I'm reviewing things, so I care a little bit.
I count 0 hands. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're set up for that.
I mean,
you?
It's definitely I made this comment in the email thread about the delays, but if it keeps on getting delayed, it'll increase my likelihood of giving a shit, because right now I don't have any interest. Like, if it came out in February, I would totally not get it, because I still haven't really fully played GoldenEye, but
hey, it will be rectifying that pretty soon.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Neil, you're gonna have a 3DS.
Yeah, and then hopefully delayed, 3DS. So. Apparently, they're looking into it or something. I think, unless I read wishful thinking as opposed to what's actually going on. I don't know, but let's talk about that other thing that I'm doing, Mario Sports Mix, which I went to an event in New York City where there was a tournament going on that was being filmed by Nintendo Week. So maybe I'll show up on it. I did not win the tournament.
Dark Gary there.
What?
Was Dark Gary there?
No, Gary was actually in San Francisco because they had the whole thing, because there's online play in Mario Sports Mix. So
they should have had Dark Gary in New York then.
Well,
that makes the most
same
sense.
Guy.
Oh, Andy.
It's
Andy.
The same
Andy
guy.
Doesn't know. Andy, it's actually the same guy.
One of them
Did you
has
know
a
that?
Goatee, right?
Here's the thing: you never see them both in the same.
Andy,
room,
did you ever watch the? I just imagine a young Andy being completely befuddled as he watched The Parent Trap.
But Allison was in New York.
And then looked
so
at the credits.
The fairer-looking host of Nintendo Week there. But they had the whole thing because there's online play that they had the winner of the New York tournament went up against the winner of the San Francisco tournament online in the end, which took forever to set up, which was part of the reason why I was late last week, because I figured I was like, well, I want to see what happens, and then
I got basically
trapped because they had the ridiculous camera crew around there, and I couldn't leave, which sucked.
It would have been awkward. You had to stay. Really, you were out all night with what's-her-face, Allison, as you said.
But yeah, so Mario Sports Mix, that was the event. I think next week's episode of Nintendo Week will have that. I checked out this week's because I was like, well, maybe it'll be here. But they talk about covering Mario Sports Mix next Monday. So look for that. I might show up in it in some capacity.
Is it any good?
We'll probably have some kind of stupid shenanigans.
Yeah. Just all right, Neil,
we got
down
hockey.
The sports.
Which is actually pretty good. We got basketball, which is also pretty good. It's like NBA Jam, but with a Mario twist. And then we got dodgeball and volleyball, which are too slow-paced for their own good. And
in the volleyball,
are
there realistic shell physics for Bowser and the Koopas?
There's a lot of shell jiggling. But
I
wish we could have seen the unlockable character Slime from Dragon Quest, because I think his physics are real good.
Just all over the place.
Weird thing, all their shells are on the backs of their bodies.
Damn.
But, yeah. Volleyball and dodgeball were really slow-paced and felt more leveraged on, like, who will mess up first as opposed to, like, you know, outwitting the other player. And hockey and basketball were the opposite of that. Hockey was very much like kind of an arcade soccer game, which that's right up my alley. I enjoyed that the most, although more when I actually played another person as opposed to against the computer, because the difficulty for, like, at least just playing against the computer in any of these games is a freaking joke, at least on the normal difficulty that I was playing it on. It might be better on harder difficulty levels, and early reports and reviews that I've read seem to indicate that, but I don't know if it'll hold up as a single-player game. There's tournaments and stuff and unlockables, but we'll see how the longevity of that is.
Right on. I mean, this game is developed by Square Enix, which is the same people who made the DS basketball game. So
yeah, I mean, it's different from the DS basketball game, which I really enjoy. As far as I know, the DS basketball game has a lot of emphasis on like collecting coins and items, whereas this is more of a kind of straight game of basketball with a little wackiness thrown in with items. But like not as much of a focus on items, and then also some of the courts are absurd.
Yeah.
Which I got to name drop one of my favorite like sports games of all time, Tiny Toon Adventures Acme All Stars, which has a lot of normal courts in that, and some of them are ridiculous, like Monty's Playroom in that, and the Bowser Jr. stage in Mario Sports Mix both have things where it's like you'll have like, oh, look, you made a basketball when, like, this was lit up, so you get times 10 to your score, which is absurd. And I guess it's, like, you know, gimmicky and fun, maybe, but I like more of, you know, the competitive aspect of those games, and hockey and basketball might be that, but we'll see if there's even an online community for it.
At the very least, it looks like I'm more likely to play this kind of game as a party game than, like, a Wii Sports resort, because... to be honest, I enjoy this kind of competition.
I mean, like,
I enjoy
Wii Sports Resort
a lot,
but I mean, outside of, like in Wii Sports Resort,
well,
like, I enjoyed, like, doing, like, the three-point competitions. Like, actually, my dad and I, like, when I played Wii Sports Resort with him, we got into quite a competition with that game because he figured out the fucking three-point thing, so naturally I had to get right back at him. But outside of those kind of small... Yeah. The small gameplay nuggets in Wii Sports Resort, there wasn't really that much, like, I guess, of length. And this kind of offers up that length in a party game, but not super long.
Yeah. Right.
Right on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of curious about the game, but I'm not, like, beating down the
door
to get it.
I'm not $50 curious. I'm, like, 30 at best.
Right, right. I think I'm kind of in the same boat
as
you.
Maybe I'll get it on Goose Egg in a couple months. Like, wait for a sale.
Yeah, I'm really hoping I can get a rental. Curious.
I mean, we said it before, and I don't want to dwell on it too much, but they can give me a Mario American Football game, and I'll be a hell of a lot happier.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that will be a day one purchase, no doubt for me if they make
absolutely.
That game. But yeah, I mean, it looks cool. If you're into that sort of thing, definitely check it out. I mean, I guess I basically had my rental period with it by playing it in New York City, and I went from maybe I'll get it to I'll wait. So take that for what it's worth.
Fair enough. So that's Mario Sports Mix. It's coming out February?
February 7th, I believe, the day after the Super Bowl, which makes its absence of American football even more devastating.
Go Pack!
Oh, boy. That's actually going to be pretty fun to have like your team in the running for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm
that's
so
awesome.
Pumped, man.
I haven't had that experience in a long time. The Huskers.
What does Pack mean?
Packers? My team, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, played for the national championship back in 2001, but they got slaughtered. So it's been a while since I've had that.
I'm so
that
excited.
We're gonna go ahead and read some listener mail. We've actually been getting a lot of really awesome listener mail
thanks,
the last
guys.
2-3 weeks,
keep
and we thought we'd take one of these non-standard episodes and cram some listener mail into there. So Neil, why don't you grab this first letter?
All right, this one is from Kisaki Project. I believe he's in the forums. Hey guy, what's up? He says first, hey guys, congrats to Neil. Thank you. Anyways, I'm getting a 3DS day one as I am the kind of person that buys every system when it comes out. I wanted to express my frustration not only for the handheld virtual console, but also what's available on it. Why no Game Boy Advance games? Do you think it's due to the size of the SD cards? Do you think it's coming? Also, this kind of dashes my hopes for Game Gear, Neo Geo Pocket, Wonder Swan, Lynx games someday coming to Virtual Console, like so many great 16-bit systems came to Virtual Console on Wii. I hope that they are just spreading it out, but I, for one, would love the ability to check out handheld games that I missed. And also, thanks to all the NWR videos on YouTube that Neil took, you are helping satiate my anticipation. First, I'd like to note our very own Jared Rosenberg took all those lovely videos and edited
lovely
them and put them up
too.
On the put them up on the YouTubes.
It had to be Jared.
I was
yeah.
just my fucking huge hands were playing the 3DS at times, and I was on. I interviewed people and stuff.
As far as the GBA games are concerned, I mean, it's I don't
inevitable.
Think it's not there. Yeah, it's not there because.
I think it's so they can sell you.
Yeah,
Game
yeah
Boy
no one's
games.
Gonna buy Game Boy Color games if GBA games are there first. Yeah. So, it will. I am positive it will.
Yeah.
It'll show up eventually.
Yeah,
and
I'm
not convinced that the other handhelds will show up there, but
Game
it's
Gear
hard
does.
To say for sure.
I think Game Gear is a lot
yeah,
to show up eventually.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But I mean
are there really
like,
that
I mean,
many
if
Game
you want to play Neo Geo Pocket,
play?
Just play the Sony NGP because it's the same abbreviation, so it must be the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding is why they're not doing GBA games at launch. It's not because the SD cards aren't big enough. The SD cards are fine. A 2 gig SD card would hold a million SNES games. They'll sell them eventually, but they have to have something exciting.
Slow.
They have to have something exciting to launch down the road. You know, it might take 6 months. 9 months, a year to do it, but eventually they're going to have a big launch for it.
Yeah, and like in all honesty, Link's Awakening
exciting.
Is coming out on Virtual Console at launch. That's fantastic.
My my fear though is that Nintendo will, kind of abandon the virtual handheld or not be enthusiastic about it like they have been after like what 2 years on the Wii. They just kind of said, eh.
I think it took them longer than 2 years. I think they supported it fairly well for about 3, didn't they?
What was it, 2006? Yeah, probably faded out 2008, 2009. It was basically once WiiWare and DSiWare were both out, that's when Virtual Console really took a back seat.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was still relatively consistent. Yep.
I think if they don't show a lot of enthusiasm getting the great Game Boy Color and Game Boy games on there, that might be due to the fact that there just aren't that many great Game Boy Color games out
there.
I mean,
feature on the
Andy,
site
once
that
again,
proves
you crap
wrong.
On the Game Boy.
I think the ratio of good game
to crap
game. Play
Pokemon. You can't take
dude,
it seriously.
You could say that about any system ever released.
No, but there's a lot more shit games on the Game Boy, the old Game Boy and Game Boy Color than there were.
System
great games.
Ran for like the system was ran for 15 years or something.
Yeah. I'm not saying there's not enough games to make the Virtual Console great. I'm just saying that if you just start putting out a little bit of everything, it's going to be a lot harder sell personally. But I don't know. I mean, they do have like 30 or 40 Pokemon games on the Game Boy alone, if I'm not mistaken. So,
three.
Yeah.
Well, don't all the stupid spin-off games.
I think on Game Boy and Game Boy Color, you just have Pokemon Pinball.
What I really mean about that is, like, if you compare...
Yeah, but those are Game Boy games.
Gold and Silver.
Yeah, well,
Game Boy Color, you got
yellow,
gold,
silver, and then I think Pinball, and I think that's it for Pokemon games on Game Boy.
I think you might be right.
I guess all I'm saying, really, is if you compare the, like, the handheld Castlevanias to the console, like the NES versus the Game Boy ones. The Game Boy versions of those 8-bit NES games aren't nearly as good as the 8-bit.
Oh, they're horrifying,
NES.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, but I mean, that's also from the early years of the Game Boy. I think as you get later into the system's life, there are some gems.
I'm not saying there's not.
Yeah,
and
like
never played those.
When you started to get to stuff like Pocahontas, these were the stars of the...
It's entirely possible that I just didn't play Game Boy long enough. I never owned an original Game Boy. I only played, I played Link's Awakening. I had to borrow someone's Game Boy to do it. Really, Link's Awakening is the only Game Boy game that I've put that much time into. Because
if
the ones
they
that
actually
I played,
support this with some kind of regularity, which I assume they will, At least for a little while. I think you'll be surprised at the quality of Game Boy and Game Boy Color games that pop up, Andy.
You're also talking to a guy that's never played Metroid 2.
I'm really holding out for the Dragon Warrior games. Sure. I'm really waiting for those. You know, you got 1 and 2, 3, and then Warrior Monsters.
I remember the Dragon Quest Monsters game that was on, or Dragon Warrior, whatever the hell it's called. The one on Game Boy was awesome.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
I remember
my friend had it, and he played it, and then I borrowed it from him and probably sunk about 50 hours into it, and he had to like pry it from my cold, dead fingers.
Easily. Yeah, that game has far and away the best post-game content I've ever played.
I've been very tempted by the DS version. If any listener has played the DS version...
Oh, no. Neil, you got one right here. Okay. No, don't do it.
But you guys are also talking to a guy that never played Metroid 2. I guess maybe I have a bias against classic Game Boy games. I don't know.
Metroid 2 is still a game I haven't really played that much of. I actually bought a cartridge of it a couple years ago, but the save battery's dead, so it's kind of hindered my progress in it. I could really go if that comes out on handheld virtual console. I'd plunk down the $5 whatever they're charging.
Virtual console, and there's no reason why they wouldn't release it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Sounds good. All right.
Thanks, Kasachi Project, for writing in.
Let's move on to this next letter. I will read this one. It's from Adolf Vega. I know a lot of people totally dismiss Rumble in modern games and sometimes turn it off, but I really enjoy it. I have very fond memories of Rumble and Star Fox 64, and my nostalgia for that game is attached to the gameplay, and the Rumble Pack, and how cool that felt in the game. I skipped Star Fox 64 on the Virtual Console because it lacked Rumble support. And I'm interested in the 3DS remake, but I'll skip it too if it does not have internal Rumble. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. Do you guys know anything about Rumble and 3DS? And do you guys think Star Fox 64 is the same game without it? For me, Star Fox 64... For me, Star Fox 64 without Rumble is like Wii Sports without motion controls. It is that critical to the experience. What are your thoughts on Rumble?
I play it on my Wii. Yeah. It's not that critical.
To me, it doesn't matter.
To Adolf, it is, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And the thing I would say to that is, Adolf, on a handheld where having your eyes in a very specific spot is key, I don't want it rumbling. Even if it's just a slight rumble, I don't want that shakiness. I mean, who knows, even if it's slightly vibrating, that might do something with
the 3D.
That'll
probably make you vomit.
Ruins your, it might. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what that would
do. It seems like, I don't know.
You know, when they had Rumble for Metroid Pinball, I took it out because it just made noise.
Oh, yeah.
I think Rumble can be really effective. This is sort of a weird example, but one of the ways I think Rumble is really effective on the Wii is in the menu. I love the tactile feel of going across the icons, the channels in the Wii menu, and feeling the cursor go across those different...
The subtle rumble.
Effective. That's very effective.
Yes. Actually, I use that when I need to switch video cables because the screen's completely black and I have to navigate through the menus. Yeah. So switching between HD for freaking Harvest Moon.
Why do you have to switch between
video cables?
That
game, so I can't.
That's weird.
Well, that's because Harvest Moon Magical Melody for the Wii is one of the five GameCube games that doesn't support progressive scan. It was a Twilight Princess.
Different. People actually gave a shit about Twilight Princess. development money was put into Twilight Princess.
Wait, so you're telling me not only does it not support progressive scan, but it also doesn't function if you have progressive scan turned on? I assumed it just downscaled it. I thought you were bitching about reduced quality. I didn't realize you were bitching about the game not functioning. Wow.
No. I run I use cables that I need the game to be running in the progressive scan mode. Otherwise it won't run out. And it just doesn't. It's just so stupid. If it was just a lack in quality, I would just suffer it. But it doesn't. Yeah. And even Mad World had this problem. So it's not like the GameCube port status has anything to do with it. I think it may
have... Do you have problems playing GameCube games on your Wii then, I would assume?
Yes, unless they're one of the progressive scan games.
Only a handful of them did progressive scan. All the first party stuff I think did, but...
Fortunately, only the good ones usually do. So I can play Eternal Darkness and stuff.
Awesome. That's interesting. I didn't realize it was actually breaking your TV when... But... when you said that earlier. But anyway, Rumble.
Back to this thing. I mean, as someone who, I mean, I kind of missed Star Fox 64 when it first came out during the whole, I guess, Rumble Pack craze. And I think the only time I ever really used the, I think the only time I really used the Rumble Pack was I think I borrowed my friends for Zelda, because there was the whole thing where like it would rumble when you were near certain things. I don't know, it's been a long time since I even gave a crap about that.
Stone of Agony.
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
I understand like the benefit of Rumble, but it just never really mattered to me that much.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Star Fox 64, and I guess if you know grew up playing that game that way, of course you'd associate it with us with it. And every you know re-release or remake of that game is going to seem inferior if it doesn't have Rumble. But I don't think you're really going to see it on 3DS. And I know from my point of view, it's not something that was ever really necessary to Star Fox 64.
Yep, definitely.
And maybe that's also because I vastly prefer Star Fox Super Nintendo to Star Fox 64.
Oh, so do I. Why don't they really... I mean, it's because of emulation issues, I'm sure, but I would almost prefer getting Star Fox SNES in 3D on the 3DS.
Yeah.
That would look pretty awesome with all those blocks coming out at you.
That would look very cool.
Yeah, I love that original game. Yeah. And Star Fox 64 is wonderful as well, but it's just I also don't have that nostalgia for Star Fox 64 because I didn't really play it until I don't think I actually bought it until like the GameCube was out.
Oh wow.
Like I think I probably got it in like 2001, 2002.
That was one of the games that I actually played quite a bit of on the N64, and I didn't really have an N64 during its heyday, but I did play a lot of that game.
Yeah, I was a big Mario Kart GoldenEye kid.
Mario Kart all
Understandable.
The way.
Understandable.
I was a big Jet Force Gemini
that
kid.
That was a fun multiplayer game.
That game had such slowdown. Yeah.
Well, I only played the 64 at a friend's house, so that's what
I remember,
to play.
Like, 2 years ago, I had, like, a friend of a friend. I was hanging out over at his house, and he had apparently spent, like, it was like winter break or something, and he had spent the majority of winter break trying to completely beat Jet Force Gemini. And we, like, took turns trying to beat the final boss, and, like, holy shit, the end of that game is ridiculous.
Yeah. I think I only ever played the multiplayer. Didn't it have co-op a little bit?
I don't remember. I never actually, well, I think I actually did buy the game very cheap, like, like probably like around the same time I got Star Fox, but a friend of mine had it when it was new, and that's when I played a lot of the multiplayer.
Cool.
But yeah,
yep.
Right on.
That'll probably get remade for 3DS. No, just like every other Nintendo 64 game.
God,
last core.
Need to be putting GameCube games there.
So how about this last letter?
Yeah,
Zach, why don't you read this one?
Sure.
How about it?
All right. This is from Rob Ford of Delaware, in Ohio. He writes, "Confession time. I've never played Ocarina of Time. Consequently, I am anxiously awaiting the 3DS version, more so even than Skyward Sword, and, well, you should be. While some may look on me with shame, I can't help but think there may be others who are a little bit jealous, knowing that I will get to experience this Nintendo staple for the first time in just a few months. Oh, am I ever? This got me wondering, are there any classic games that those of you on the newscast have just never been able to get around to playing?"
I'm jealous of you, man, for being able to experience Ocarina of Time for the first time on 3DS.
That game.
Well, actually, the first time I played Ocarina of Time by myself was last year.
Shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, I had watched friends play and, you know, like, picked up the controller every once in a while. But, you know, first time I ever sat down, it was a year and a half ago. But, you know, same thing.
Did you
just sat down and
played
through myself?
Blown?
I've never really played any of the Wario Land games.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Except for
really?
Shake It. But any of
the
portable ones, I never
fantastic.
Really played them. Yeah, I've always wanted to. It's just that I never owned them and I've never borrowed them from people.
Well, I mean, should we direct this guy to the Extra Life features that we're going to now be posting weekly?
Hey!
Yeah.
You know?
I'll probably dig up some Wario Land games and write about them for Extra Life. Which,
yeah, do it.
Yeah, the first, I guess, issue article for Extra Life, which I guess started, a little under a year ago where I did it for about a month consistently and then faded off.
Me too.
It's going to be where we write about, like, one person each week, every Tuesday, will write about a game that either never played before or, like, played when they were younger and want to look back on it, or just something that they feel that people haven't really given a lot of credit to. And they'll write about it and give it an extra life, so to speak. Yeah, yeah, see it?
Yeah.
And the first one was Nathan experiencing Super Mario Brothers for the very first time, which is really interesting.
That was a really good read, actually. Did you play all the way through the whole game?
Nathan? No, I didn't make it all the way through.
World 8's pretty tough, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, I did play a big chunk of it courtesy of the Warp Zone. But, you know, it's a pretty tough game.
Yeah, my freshman year of college, I spent like a week just playing through every level of that game because I realized I don't think I've ever really done that because I knew of the Warp Zone when I was really little. So I just kind of skipped to the end and beat it that way. But I went through, you know, every single level of the original Super Mario Brothers a couple of years ago, which was really difficult.
You know what? You know what you know what I can do in that game? I can beat it in 10 minutes.
Which one?
The original Super Mario.
The original?
Brothers.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because you can speed through that and basically only play like what, like
four levels,
six
seven
levels.
Levels
or six
yeah.
Levels
oh yeah, because you have to go through all of World 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can beat the first level of Super Mario Bros. 3 with my eyes closed. I can also beat it with like the first world with a controller upside down.
Nice.
Yeah. Dumb thing I did for statistics project.
There's a lot of classic games that I've started but never put, like, really that much time into. Like, for instance, Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. I never really
so
put
good,
much time into that. Another game that I've just never really that everyone seems to love that I've never really played that much is Final Fantasy VII.
You're not missing too much.
You're not.
I played the first disc, and that was about as far as
I
got.
Let me tell you, have you played Final Fantasy IX?
I've never... 9 is one of the few that I've never
Andy,
touched.
Andy, go pick up Final Fantasy 9. I actually just started playing it this week. It is a
Isn't
joy.
Is it on the PSN?
It's
on
PSN.
PSN. And I think 10 bucks is a pretty good deal for it. The production value is just miles ahead of 7.
It's a very late gen PS1 game.
Yeah.
It holds up a lot better.
Everything
than
from the visuals
Final Fantasy
to the music.
Looks like garbage.
The plot. I like the plot a lot more. You're not some angsty teen... I'm interested
in
the characters.
It's a very lighthearted, like, harkens back to the older Final Fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
I may have to do that. I've never beaten a single Final Fantasy game, ever. I've gotten all the way to the end of 6, but I never finished the final boss.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know, that, another game we need on Virtual Console, but, you know.
Wow, yeah. That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
I would much rather see a Final Fantasy VI like a remake a la Final Fantasy IV DS.
Yeah.
That would be really fantastic.
I was really hoping for that, but it looks like they're not doing that, at least anytime soon. But
you know what? They're re-remaking Final Fantasy IV. What are you doing?
Yeah, again.
No, never like mind. That. They're remaking it because you had the GBA one, you had the one on the DS, and now they're putting it out on the PSP again.
Yeah, and it's the
it's a little updated visuals plus the after years stuff. It's like Final Fantasy IV Complete or something.
Yep.
But my God.
It's coming out in April on PSP.
Make 6.
They're using the same engine they used for the DS version on PSP, but probably a little
No,
bit
they're using the engine they used for Final Fantasy 1 and 2 on the PSP.
Okay, I'm with you now.
So it's still got those 2D visuals.
But it is kind of funny because, I mean... I think Final Fantasy IV is good and all, and I know it has its supporters, but I always find Final Fantasy VI to be the much better game, but, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, from what I played of Final Fantasy IX, I could say that easily this one's going to take the cake for me. I love 9.
It's up there. If I had to make, like, a top 3 list, Final Fantasy IX would be in it.
Yeah.
It would actually be 6, 4, and 9.
I kind of wish Square, and I know this would probably never happen, but I kind of wish Square would bring some of those PS1 Final Fantasy games to DS. I mean, I think the DS could run them just fine. Maybe the FMV would get in the way a little bit, but you know, I actually played more of Final Fantasy VIII than any other late era or any other Final Fantasy game from 7 forward. I played about a third of 8, and I actually really kind of liked it. I mean, there's some problems with it, but the story was getting interesting when my desire to play the game.
Pretty soon
off.
You might be able to play it on your Android device with the PlayStation Suite.
That might actually be kind of fun. I mean,
provided you have the buttons for it.
Well, that's the thing with it. With an RPG, you don't really need the buttons for it.
You still have to move.
An RPG can...
And,
that's true.
You know,
yeah,
navigating those Final Fantasy pre-rendered environments can be a bit of a tricky business.
This is a fair point. Yeah.
So, any other games that people have never missed? Or people missed?
I've never beat Zelda 2, because it just gets so frustrating that I stopped caring. Yeah. I've never played
Zelda 2, but I can't blame you for that.
Yeah, I've never played Eco either, but I've never owned it, so I don't feel as bad.
Oh, Zach, come on, man. Have you played it at all?
No.
Have you never put it in?
I can't wait for
that
PS3 collection. Let's talk about Nintendo games, though.
Oh, okay. I can't really think of any classic NES games that I haven't played. Or Nintendo
games
that I
haven't played.
Star Tropics
Earthbound.
I have
never played Earthbound.
Dude, I love Star Tropics.
It's a Zelda clone. And Zelda's better.
How about Earthbound? Have you guys played Earthbound?
Oh, yeah. Earthbound. You know what? I played it for 5 minutes, but I didn't understand it, so I stopped.
You guys should play Mother 3.
Yeah, well, okay. Thanks. I have such good access to that game.
Just freaking download the ROM and the like, let's not beat around the bush.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I should. I guess I haven't really played any Final Fantasy games for Nintendo systems. Actually, I'm going to go a little farther than that. I've never played more than 5 minutes of any Final Fantasy game because I just don't
care.
Damn. Wow. No, that's an opinion I understand. I get tired of Final Fantasy pretty quickly. I find that I enjoy...
Yeah, I don't think I've really played...
I liked the original Crystal Chronicles a lot. And I liked the Tactics for the GBA a lot.
Yeah, Tactics is a great game. I think
Tactics is the one I've played
the
most.
Last Final Fantasy game I really put a lot of time into.
If you have the people for it, the original Crystal Chronicles is just wonderful. It's such a fun dungeon crawl.
It's a perfect storm of having the GameCube, GBA cables and enough people.
Yeah, I mean it's rough.
I only did
but...
it like two or three times, but I had a lot of fun.
Exactly.
With it.
Yeah, when you get it all working, it just completely sells the concept, and it kind of made me want the same experience with the DS and the Wii, and I think they kind of got that working.
Did you feel that it was a better GBA Link experience than
Four Swords? I never played Four Swords.
Yeah, I never played
Four Swords. Four Swords is okay.
Hmm.
It.
I played Four Swords on the GBA with the Link to the Past, like you know what I mean, the cooperative Zelda bit on that, and from what I played with that, I played it on a drive up to Barstow in the back seat with my friends, and I was kind of done, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, cooperative 2D Zelda.
You know, I never played Plock, but I've always wanted to play it.
Plock?
It's fucking Plock.
Dude, it's a pretty good game.
That's what I hear, man. Right.
Damn.
He's like Rayman.
It
doesn't have arms or legs.
Because I didn't actually own a Super Nintendo of my own until like the beginning of high school, and that was like one of my like some kid that I had a class with. I was talking about Super Nintendo. He's like, "Have you ever played Plock before?" I'm like, "What the hell is that?" He's like, "I'll bring it in tomorrow. You can borrow it." And I actually played it, and like it's a pretty cool platform.
Awesome. No, like I love those like old weird ass platformers, like Euphoria. Is that how it's pronounced?
I still need to play that. I've been meaning to get it on retro.
Oh, that's right. There was another game called Euphloria that recently came out, so I was confused. But yeah, I really want to download that next time get some Wii points. Yep.
Well, that about covers it for listener mail. Thanks to everyone who wrote in.
Yeah.
That's very awesome. It's
continue
nice
to do so.
Please.
It's really awesome to see people actually writing us in and talking to us a little bit, so that's fantastic. Moving on from that, we each have a couple of quick more things to talk about. It's going to be a short
Zach
episode
and
this week.
Zach and I will be hosting a GoldenEye Wi-Fi night this Saturday. So if you listen to this episode the day it comes out, then join us that night.
Stop listening.
Is there a time for that? Is there a time for that, Neil?
Stop listening. Go play with us. We'll have all the details on the site.
Oh.
We'll be giving away multiple copies of GoldenEye and Bloodstone for DS. We'll be giving away GoldenEye t-shirts. It'll be a rip-roaring good time in which you'll probably beat the crap out of me at the game because I've played about three online matches.
I really need to level up, too.
I really want to play more of it, so even if I get my ass whipped, I'll be playing more of it. So we'll have put your friend code in the talkback thread for the feature. It's up on the site. GoldenEye Wi-Fi night or something along those lines, and we'll have an exact time as to when we're going to start. But it'll probably start. I want to say around the ballpark of like maybe like 7 o'clock Eastern time. Don't hold me 100% to that, but that just seems like something that'll make sense. I'm actually going to Monster Jam earlier that day, because we got an email from a PR rep that, is, representing the Monster Jam Wii game that's coming out, which is, you know, like monster trucks and stuff like that. And they offered two tickets to when it comes to, New Jersey, which is this Saturday. So Lauren and I will be doing some Gonzo reporting and covering Monster Jam. And then after that, I'll be coming back to play GoldenEye. So,
nice.
Sounds fantastic.
But it's
Jam with
fun,
the Monster
guys.
Band.
Yeah, Monster Jam.
That sounded really forced. And a little painful.
It was.
So a few weeks ago, we asked you guys to send in some Photoshops of Mr. Zachary Miller
for
a contest. And, wow.
We've gotten some good entries, but we need more.
I would suggest none of them are nearly as base as they could be.
Yeah. I mean, we really want you guys to just desecrate Zach. You have until next Tuesday, which would be February 8th, a week from when we're recording, and a couple days after this show will go live. And then right before next episode, we're going to choose the winner and announce it next week. So, deadline is
fantastic.
Tuesday.
I am shocked that nobody's put me on a dinosaur or something.
Yeah. They should just Photoshop you. I'm going to give one away. They should Photoshop you into that picture of, like, Jesus on a dinosaur.
Hell yeah!
Like, idea, guys. Like, that could be instant win. You could get the lovely Fling Smash.
I was actually thinking maybe, like, a Zach on Mount Rushmore kind of thing. Or,
yeah, that'd be cool.
The many faces of Zach.
Oh, like or Zach a bunch Dr. of Fincher, stacking dolls,
Zach with no
each
shirt
with
on.
A different Zach face on it.
That'd be a good one,
We're giving
too.
You guys gold.
Yeah.
Run with it.
Zach hitting on Shantae.
Don't indulge
Zach
him, Shantae. Please. Don't indulge him.
No, let's not go that far.
All right, but yeah, that's it for that. Send it in next Tuesday.
Speaking of contests,
we have another contest for you, Andy.
So, didn't get a lot of comments on the talkback, so I'm guessing not a lot of people read it. But a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, I can hear Andy. Nathan?
Yes, Andy,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Close your eyes. Reach out.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you?
Good.
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you
we
not
can
hear
all
me?
Hear you.
Anyone hear me?
Marco.
Now we can hear you.
You can, I think this headset's fucked, honestly.
All right.
But
yeah, just going to talking about the contest because it was basically like
anyway.
It was like Andy, take it away,
so just
and then
start off
nothing.
With the words, yeah. So and
fuck.
What anything from there should be fine.
Okay. Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I put up an interview with the Frozen Codebase, the developers of Jam City Roller Girls, a new WiiWare title.
They're actually from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Week.
Go Pack Go!
Yeah, so, I mean, Roller Derby, it's a Roller Derby game for Wii. It's pretty much the only real Roller Derby video game out there. And I know Roller Derby is sort of a niche thing right now. It's sort of a... It's growing in popularity. I actually know a girl. I work with a girl who's on a roller derby team, and I went to a couple of bouts last year and had a really good time. Kept going because it was so much fun. They actually ended up finishing their season undefeated, which was a blast. But I saw the game was coming out. It looked kind of interesting, so I hit up the developer, got an interview, and they were so kind as to provide us with a code to give the game to you. So I'm going to read this code out here, And the first person who listens to it and registers it on the Wii will get the game. After you do that and you do get the game, feel free to email us back and let us know that it's been taken so that we can put a note on the post saying that the code is officially used up.
Yes.
But the game, it's an arcade sports game. It's kind of Mario Kart-ish. If you don't know the rules of roller derby, it's pretty basic. Basically, you control a character whose goal is to be the first person to break through the pack. And then once you do that, every other person you pass on your second go round is worth a point. That's it, really.
So that's how it works?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
There's basically, there's a pack of skaters, and then there's two more players, one from each team, that are behind the pack, that start behind the pack. And the first one that breaks through of those two has the lead for that, like, round. And then either of them that pass any opposing team members on a second go round get points, but the one who actually won the lead can call off the round at any time. They call it a jam, but I call it a round because it's more universal. So basically, it's your goal is if you're the first person through the pack, then you have control over when the round ends. And then after you've gone through the pack once, anybody else you pass in the pack after that point, you get points for. That's it. There are power-ups, there are weapons, there's stunts you can pull off. There's just a little bit of fighting. I played for about 15-20 minutes earlier before dinner. Had a good time. There is a season mode. I haven't tried it out yet, but the game looks to be a lot of fun if you're an arcade sports fan. And you too could play the game if you enter this code into your redemption for basically you go onto the Wii Shop channel and redeem a code for a Wii points card.
Go right
and
now.
The code,
while you were listening,
the code
to the
is
show.
This: 4268184280658 69. So that code will get you the points to download the game. Let us know what you think of it. I'll be writing a review up. It should be up here in about a week. So check it out. And congratulations to whoever won it. Let us know. And that's that. Jam City Roller Girls.
It actually sounds pretty cool. As an arcade sports fan, I'm considerably more interested in it after you just described it.
Really, the game... A game like this all boils down to whether or not they get the presentation halfway decent, and they really did. I mean, it's not like super fancy. It is a WiiWare game. The 40 megabyte limit, comes into play. But there's five different rinks you can skate in. They're all kind of crazy. Like they're all kind of based off of the teams. Like there's a team from Gotham City, and these are all based on real people. The skaters are all actual people. They're licensed from the actual roller derby teams. The Gotham team is like in like a gothic kind of like kind of like a Bowser's Castle kind of level, not with lava, but like sort of a gothic stage.
Yeah.
There's a team called Dairyland. I assume they're from Wisconsin. And their stage has like bales of hay in the middle of the track and cows that get in the way and a giant tractor that covers a tunnel. You have to kind of not try to run into it. There's a fair amount of like there's a left attack and a right attack and a power attack and you can jump and there are power ups and there are speed boosts. It's a pretty well assembled arcade sports title.
Cool.
I'm actually really interested in it now.
I think it's getting fairly good reviews too. I haven't looked too closely, but I want to say some other publications have been giving it good scores. So hopefully
yeah,
we'll have a review up
soon. I plan on looking into it. And I look forward to. Hear what you're see what you have to say about it. When
yep.
You play more
excellent.
It.
I'll know more soon.
Yes.
And you know what? That's actually all we got for this episode of Newscast.
Yeah.
Like I said,
it's
a
shorter
episode. But that's all right.
Yeah.
So email us, newscast@nintendoworldreport.com. I'd say follow our Twitter feed, but I haven't really been even updating it lately, so you'd be following something that I myself haven't touched in a month or so, but feel free to follow it anyway. It's NWR News. Twitter.com/NWRNewscast. Say hi to us in the TalkBack thread. It's nice to see the TalkBack thread getting some length to it. That's always nice
some
to
love.
See.
And we generally always respond.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. By the way, we were right about the Wii Shop the first time. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That turned into a big fucking debacle.
Yeah. Because for anyone who's not keeping score at home, the eShop wasn't going to be at launch. Then it was going to be at launch, and now it's not coming until May.
May!
Yep.
It's 2 months.
And by the time you hear this episode, it'll
by
have
the
been
time
announced
you hear this episode,
in,
it will,
like, September.
Yeah.
It'll release 2 weeks before the 3DS.
It'll be coming out, and the Conduit 2 will be a debut game for the eShop.
I think GameStop is taking pre-orders for the eShop, and it actually comes out 3 weeks before the 3DS.
Right.
Yeah.
For $70.
It's coming up to $999.99. Yes. Yeah.
It's funny. Did you guys see how NGP PSP 2 is ridiculously expensive and available for pre-order?
Someone who works at GameStop has a lot of fun with those pre-order numbers.
Yeah.
That PSP 2 is going to be like $500.
Right. Day one.
Probably.
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding.
I won't. Have fun.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I can't wait to buy that.